This is the Missing People podcast, and I'm Steve Braunham. Welcome to the third part of the conversation between my co-host, Kelly Jolkowski of Project Jason, and Tammy Novinsky, mother of missing Ashley Martinez. Let's listen in.
Actually, I'm going to be working on that, trying to get her updated throughout the various websites with that photo. At the current time, I know it is on the National Missing and Exploited Children's website. We're going to be getting it out all over.
Yes, it is on the National Center site, where there's actually a poster that you can print up and of Ashley to distribute. And it's pretty easy if you go to missingkids.com. There's a place where you can put in a search, and you can put in female, and Missouri is one of the quickest ways probably to get to it. And then on Ashley's website, we'll have that put up on there very soon. So in the search, are there things that you've learned about yourself in that you as a person have changed in having to deal with this ongoing trauma?
Oh, very much. It just changes you. It changes your life. It changes everything about you. Like I said, it's kind of strange, but you never dream, you know, that something could happen in your own life like this. And it just, I feel I've changed. I'm definitely more educated than I was at the time. You know, you always hear of things happening, and you just never dream that it could happen in your own world, in your own life. And it sure makes you, you know, a lot wiser to reality.
If Ashley was listening and you could say anything that you wanted to say to her, what would your message be?
That we love her and we miss her and we just want her to come home.
It's simple and, you know, so heart-wrenching that you would have to be in such a position. Now, you've done quite a few different events to bring awareness for Ashley, and I know that you would agree that when you're in this situation that, you know, not only did you do the perseverance with getting her on websites, but you also had to persevere with events to get the media involved in the story again and to make sure that the public remembered and knew. What kind of events have you had to bring awareness for Ashley?
We've done candlelight visuals. I've always kept any time something has changed in her story, whether Christopher Hart when he came back, or just if she had a birthday or a holiday, or we did a, we tried to, you know, bring local in. I'd bring up in, from Kansas City in so we can get, you know, her picture and information up that. They're about 40 miles north of us. Or actually south of us, or north of them, sorry. I've done a boxing event that was really wonderful that a nonprofit organization had set up where they had Francesca Alvarenga. It's called Fighting for the Missing, and Ashley was featured on that. Just various things throughout the years, trying to always think of new events or things that we can do to keep her face out there and make her, you know, for awareness.
Have you had any national media coverage on Ashley?
Larry King Live did something on her. USA Missing had done a couple of different events with her. I can't seem to get Dr. Phil, Montel, or Oprah to take her story, and I think a lot of it has to do with the fact that she is listed as a runaway as part of it. And I think part of it is because that we have no proof that Christopher Hart has taken Ashley out of state.
So many times it seems to come back to those two issues.
Yes. Yes.
Now, isn't she on America's Most Wanted website also?
Yes. They have featured her. They have been a very good advocate, helping get her face out there. They have actually been wonderful. They've displayed her a couple of different times on their program, and also has have her displayed on her website that gets several hits.
Okay, so we have had some national with America's Most Wanted. That's good,
yes.
Because I know they get an awful lot of tips calls coming in. Do you know if that resulted in some leads for Ashley, or have some of the other media outlets and the publication resulted in any leads that are maybe still being followed up?
Not at this time, no.
So from here on out, what kinds of plans do you have for continuing on in the search for Ashley?
Well, I'm just going to keep doing like I'm doing. I'm going to try to update the different websites to her age progression picture and see if maybe that'll, you know, make awareness, you know, especially since it has been so long and her looks may have changed. I'm going to continue working with the local public and try to push law enforcement a little bit, so maybe there's something we can do that's been overlooked. Work with the various missing nonprofit organizations on events and just see if we can't keep getting her face out there and pray that one day maybe that right person will see it and come forward.
Now, we do have a website for Ashley that's the official family website sanctioned by you, that everything that's on there is approved by you. Can you tell us what's on the website and how to find that on the Internet?
Yes, you go to www.findashleymartinez.com. It displays pictures, various pictures of her. It's got links. It's got a guest book. It's got a message from us to her. It tells all about her. It's put together very nicely. Your organization has done a wonderful job with that.
Well, thank you. We have a very talented webmaster working on that. And like I said, we'll have the age progression photo on there soon. Another important thing on there for our listeners is that there are links to posters. And
yes,
the placement of posters is very important for missing people. In fact, I believe the statistics from the National Center, at least as it applies to children, is that 60% of the children are the reasons that they're located is because somebody saw their photo on a poster or some other type of visual aid. So it's very important to get the help in the way of the distribution of posters.
Yes. Yes, it is. I couldn't agree more.
And we definitely want everybody to go to the website so they can read your letter to Ashley. It's something that should definitely leave tears in the eyes of our listeners.
Yeah.
And we can have her age progression photo added to her poster on there as well, which, you know, of course, with the purpose of it to help find her as she looks now, is a very necessary step that needs to be taken.
And then
that's wonderful.
Excellent. I had a couple of questions I'd like. Do we have any idea how this Hart character was able to even have any kind of relationship with her? I mean, do we have any idea how they got connected?
She was walking to the store with her friend, and he approached her in a car. And I've always told Ashley about talking to strangers until I'm probably blue in the face. But I think with his approach and the fact that he's done this before, I think she, between her teenage mind and her bipolar, she just took it as flattering, and she's with the older guy, and for all I know, I don't know if he even really told her his true age.
So had they been involved, I mean, had they known one another for some period of time, or was this fairly rapid from the point that she met him?
She had known him vaguely. I mean, not enough to leave the state with, but she had, you know, he had talked to her, but it would always be if she'd stayed the night over at her friend's, and prior to her leaving, I didn't even know he existed.
Right.
I never heard his name before, and he didn't call my house. He had no contact with her, but I'm sure she was fully aware that I wouldn't approve.
Right. I could imagine that.
Yeah. So it was more, you know, when she stayed the night over at her friend, and they would sneak off in the other room and use the phone. And
Do we know anything more? Or you mentioned that you did your own investigation. Do you know of possible associates or other people that might be able to lead to information about what Mr. Hart was doing during that period of time between the point that he left in July and was incarcerated or at least arrested in Washington State in September?
I have spoken briefly with his cousin. That was actually where Christopher Hart was heading when he left, and he had even told that he talked about Ashley and that he was bringing Ashley out there.
And where was this person living?
In Seattle, Washington. Claims that when Christopher showed up, he didn't have Ashley with him.
Did he give you any kind of ideas to the time frame? I mean, did they drive directly out here, or was it a long period of time, or do you have any idea?
He claimed that it wasn't too long from when he left here. He didn't quite specify when, but it wasn't a long time frame from when he said he was coming to when he actually showed up. I think the most important thing that people need to realize is that the smallest tip could be the biggest. And a lot of people think, well, you know, I'm not going to mention that because it's, you know, probably not no big deal. And those are usually the ones that are. If anybody knows of anything or knows of this situation, you know, if they would come forward, you know, it would be very much appreciated. I think getting her photo out there and flyers and any kind of advice, you know, help would be wonderful.
What's the police contact phone number with the area code if someone feels like they know something? Who should they call?
Sergeant Jill Boltner of the St. Joseph Police Department is the one that is handling Ashley's case. Her number is 816-271-4747. That's her direct line. If it's after hours, I just call communications, which is 816-271-4777.
Do you feel that there's any investigation into Christopher Hart, his associates, his relatives, his friends, that could have been done that wasn't done, that could reveal something that would, you know, unlock the mystery of what happened to Ashley?
Well, I know that the Olympia Police Department had questioned Christopher Hart's cousin, and they claimed that he don't know anything, and they, you know, agreed with him. The local law enforcement claimed they had questioned, you know, Christopher Hart's dad. I do believe that family members should be questioned more than what they were, and that somebody knows something more than what they're saying. I think that everybody handled it. There was no pressure. There hasn't been no pressure, no pressure for Christopher Hart. No pressure for family members. There has been none that I think if they rehandled the case, that would be where they should start. Can't believe that nobody knows anything. I mean, I know at one point Fred mentioned he would take a lie detector test, and in all honesty, I think that would be a good idea, and I think that our local law enforcement ought to push that issue, especially since he claims he's willing to do that.
Certainly, because if he told you that Hart had talked about Ashley coming out, that would seem to be a direct connection with another witness, that there was a connection with Hart, which should be an important factor for the local police department.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Not to mention that since she's became missing throughout the investigation, I've had two people approach me that don't know each other at all, have never met each other, that claim that had told them that Ashley was with Christopher Hart when they arrived out in Washington.
Well, that would be a critical thing for an investigator or detective to take a look at. So hopefully something like that will happen. Also, to recap, the contact number is St. Joseph Police Department at 816-271-4777.
Yeah. Tammy, were those two people questioned by the police? What happened with that information?
I passed that information on to the police department, and then she... To my knowledge, she had tried to get a hold of her, and was going to question her, but I have not heard back since.
Has that been a while since that happened?
It's been about a month.
Okay. I would certainly inquire into that, as I'm sure that you will.
Yes.
Is there any message that you would have for families of the missing who may be listening, as far as how to just handle life as a mother of a missing person?
The main advice I can give to anybody is don't give up hope. The Sean Hornbeck case, you know, gives families a lot of hope. I followed that case since the beginning that Ashley's been missing, you know, up to when he was found, and I know that I can speak for a lot of the missing that he's a good example of hope, that there, you know, is a possibility that they are still out there. That's got to be one of the biggest positive, you know, moods, you know, moments that you've got to have daily, because if you ever give up, then you will, you know, be continuing to live that life of not knowing.
That's right. You're absolutely right. And that case did give so many of us hope to continue on in our search. And our thoughts and prayers, of course, continue to be with you. And we do thank you for spending this evening with us and talking about Ashley and sharing your story and sharing Ashley's story as well.
Thank you very much, Tammy.
Well, thank you. I appreciate the opportunity, and hopefully maybe somebody listening will step forward and help or offer tips. Or at this stage, I think you'll just take what you can get. I thank both of you very much.
You're very welcome.
You're welcome. You take care now, okay?
You too. I'll be in touch with you, Kelly.
Okay, you bet.
Have a good evening.
All right, bye-bye.
This concludes part 3 of Kelly's conversation with Tammy Novinsky. You're listening to the Missing People Podcast, copyright 2007, all rights reserved, and held jointly by the Missing People Podcast and Project Jason. Original music by Ariana Kimaw. For more information on Project Jason, please go to www.projectjason.org. Also, you can go to www.missingpeoplepodcast.com for additional information and links as well. For my co-host, Kelly Jolkowski of Project Jason, this is Steve Branham with the Missing People Podcast. Thank you.